Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Don't know what he's after. But he's so beautiful. He's such a beautiful.
Some lyrical dancing up in here. It's a beautiful disaster here at AfterBuzz TV. What's up, Face Off fans? We're bringing you another Face Off after show here at AfterBuzz TV. We're doing season 7, episode 12. I'm your host, Danica Kennedy. And joining me is...
Hey, I'm Aaron. This is such a lovely song, isn't it?
It's a beautiful disaster.
I feel so zen right now.
You get it, girl. Kelly Clarkson. Big fans right here. So, mixture for the episode tonight. Disasters. Natural disasters mixed with fairies.
Yes.
A little complicated.
It was, like, super complicated. When that, like, concept was thrown out, I was like, this sounds impossible. And I was also confused about why the World of Worlds thing was in there. And then I was like, oh, natural disaster. Plane crash.
I know. That's the natural disaster that they chose as the example. Not so natural.
Yeah, exactly.
Once again, we cannot escape Universal Studios Hollywood.
We'll never
escape. The plane crash site from War of the Worlds was where they first brought the contestants to brainstorm their ideas. But they got to pick a natural disaster and then combine it with fairies. And of course, Sig and George were like, fairies?
Yeah.
Fairies, damn it.
Sig's face right off the bat was just like pure disgust. He was just like...
He hated the fairy idea, and he was the challenge winner.
I know.
And his makeup is always amazing, and he's always in the top, but he's never the winner. And I can't believe he got it on the fairy one of everything when he's known for doing the monster ghoul kind of crazy stuff.
You know what's crazy to me is that, like, thinking back, like, when you said, like, oh, that's the first one that he's won, I was like... Oh my goodness. Like, I thought for some reason he won for all of them. Like,
surprised too. They said it in this episode. He's like, yeah, I'm always in the top, but never number one.
Oh man. Maybe this time, but it was his time.
Maybe he will be number one in the end, though. We'll just have to wait and see.
I don't know.
I'm hoping.
Dina's coming in.
Dina and Sig are definitely my faves right now.
Oh, and then, well, yeah, Dina and Sig are definitely my faves, but I find it so funny that George, I almost thought George was going to have just a train wreck of a makeup showcase going on.
I thought so, too. He really pulled it together. My favorites this week were definitely Sig, Dina, and George. I thought they accomplished what they were asking. Mm-hmm. They still made them look beautiful and disastrous, whereas the other ones, they didn't have that beautiful fairy look to them. They didn't even really look like fairies to me.
Yeah. It was pretty awful.
Sig's was so, like, badass in the way he made it, too. It seems like a character, like, a combination between, like, Elsa and, like, a superhero kind of thing. Like, an ice queen. I don't know. I just thought he did such a good job at making it beautiful, soft, and harsh at the same time.
Yeah, he really did. And honestly, I mean, the one thing that stuck out to me the most and which kind of just centered the whole piece and then made me appreciate it more was the wings.
Yeah,
the wings were the absolute best part of that whole makeup. And it wasn't even the makeup.
It was vacuum just like, press something with a blowtorch.
Blow dryer. And he was just like, zzz, I kind of just want to make wings now. I know. That's a crazy thing. Creative, Sig with his vacuform plastic blow drying, and then Dina with her like chocolate syrup.
I know, the cake decorator whips out the chocolate with the cornstarch to make the drippy mud.
I loved it. But
they're also creative.
Going back to Sig, yeah, they even said it, the pinks and the blues, like in all that makeup that he did, like just like brought out the whole ice aspect of it all. Her hair, just it being natural and just flowing down and having a little bit of frostbite on the tips, on the roots. Was fantastic. I thought
it was really beautiful. Yeah. Same with Dina's. Like, when you look at those makeups, you're like, wow, that is just breathtaking. Yeah.
I you know what? I did really like Dina's. I did. I thought it was very, very beautiful. But for some reason, the face bothered me. I don't know why. Like, the blues in it. I mean, her eyelashes were gorgeous. She was
the
just,
blues were really intense.
Yeah, they were just really... But, I mean, it just worked well with the overall picture of it.
It made it pop.
But, like, if I'm being... Yeah, it did. But if I'm being, like, nitpicky, that's the reason why I would go with Sig. Because for some reason, I just didn't like the blues in the face. That's, like, that's me being, like, nitpicking really bad.
And speaking of nitpicking... We love when you guys reach out to us on Twitter. Absolutely love it. But we got some tweets this week about, you know, these artists only have a certain amount of time you have to think of, you know, the amount of time they're given, and you can't be too harsh on them. We know how hard it is to get on this show, and you have to be so amazing to be on it, and we recognize that. We're being so over-the-top picky on this after show, going on, and we just want to clarify that. We don't, like... think they're horrible makeup artists or anything. We're just giving our reviews.
Not at all. But it's kind of tough criticism. It is. It's a tough thing because they have so much time, and probably when they're actually working on a production, it's going to be, you know, maybe even a little bit more time. But honestly, I feel like if they're actually working on a legit production, changes are going to come all the time. And so that's what's the thing about this show, is that these people have to compete consistently on a weekly basis within that small time frame to really weed out, you know, everybody else. And I mean, and the end of it, it does come down, we've talked about this before, just one little mistake can really just screw them over.
Same with on the movies, though. Like, I know we're harsh on this show, but if you're on a production and the costumer gives a bad costume to you, or you only have a certain amount of time to make an eyeball fall out of someone's head and you have to figure out how to make the eyeball in the next 30 minutes, you know, that stuff happens. So it's realistic for the jobs that they're taking in this industry.
Yeah, it is. I agree with you so much. And just kind of jumping on that and continuing is George had something that didn't work so well and probably would have happened in real life, but instead he went with it. Like, he got the advice from the model, but still he added that crack in the lip. Which is something that you would have to do real world.
I love when that model, Megan, is on the show because I've worked with her before, like on some random gigs in the past. I'm like, yeah, Megan, because she's like, why don't you just add another crack there?
Yeah.
And that made the makeup. They didn't notice anything wrong with it. They didn't even point it out. None of the judges said anything about the face being messed up.
Yeah, which I love. They didn't even talk about it. So he just totally covered it up, and then it was allowed them to focus on the beautiful arm work. Because if he had tried to repair it, they would have noticed it.
The arm was so cool. It looked like a hatching dinosaur egg, kind of, to me. I loved the green light-up string that he added. That looked like the nervous system, kind of.
That's what it was. I was kind of wondering what it was. I was like, that's just kind of weird. I felt like it was radiation. She was like a supercharged fairy. But, yeah, it looked really, really cool, the whole effect.
At first, when his model came out, I was a little bit mad because in the sketch, he was talking about how he was going to fill the cracks with hot lava and do the earth tones with the red. And then when she came out and was all bright green and Dina's was all bright blue, not all, it was just the contacts and a little paint, but just those very vibrantly unnatural colors, it kind of alarmed me. But it really worked out, the bright greens. It made it look more like, I don't know, natural.
Yeah, it really did. And like how Lois Burrow was saying that they look like a character. His character looked like one from Legend. I believe that Legend's that one Tom Cruise movie with that giant devil with the horns and the weird fairies. They were like, that's something. I don't know. It was a weird movie. But yeah, she mentioned that all the fairies, like the fairy face did look exactly like those ones in that 80s movie.
He did such a great job with the face, too. It wasn't over-the-top cartoonish. Yeah. It wasn't,
and the perfect little point in the nose.
Just a little tiny bit of the nose pointing up and a little bit of the chin. It wasn't, like, taking over.
You know what, though? I still do wish that he would have went with the lava thing instead of having, the Mackenzie, the Westmores going in and, like, scaring him away from that idea. I felt like it wouldn't have looked like blood if he had painted it correctly, you know, or done his...
Sometimes when they give them advice, I'm like, ugh, just do what you're going to do anyways.
Exactly.
Like, don't listen to the teacher.
And you know who did that? Sig. Remember when Mr. Wesmer was like, oh, I don't know if you... And he was like, yeah, I know. It was for the Dark Waters one.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had his nightmare vision in his mind.
From the start.
I like it when they don't listen to what they tell them to do with the prosthetics and things. Because they're always going to be like, oh, you should put this face prosthetic on the face, and you as the artist have to think out of the box and do something weird with it, or you know, bring it to life in another way.
I feel like that's helpful when you're, like, stuck. But when you're already in the middle of the creative process and you're, like, set and you know what you're going to do, and then someone comes in and then tells you, like, no, 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 it just hinders it, you know?
Yeah. Well, and there's, I don't know, for the arts, I feel like you can go so many different ways mm-hmm. with the arts. So when people come into any art project halfway through and they're like, I think blah, 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 it bothers me. Yeah. Even though, of course, for this show, they're being judged and it is for a profession. It bothers me because I'm like, oh, I just want to see what it would look like if they just went with it. Their sketches always look so different from how the end results look. Like, Stella's sketch was my favorite out of the sketches, and I thought her makeup was going to be my favorite because of the way she drew it, but it was way too blocky for me. It didn't blend like how she blended it in the artwork.
Well, that's because her, like, cowl was, like, what had extra moisture, and it created air pockets in the foam, and
I
then
feel like
ripped
we cursed
apart.
Her because we're like, the cowls always look like they're going to break, and they're not, and they never actually do it, and then this time she actually did have a lot of problems where...
We totally did talk about that last
week. We talked about how they always
girl.
Build up the suspense and her things never break. And this time it actually did mess it up.
See, and that's a perfect example of somebody who just got effed over and then had no choice but to just, you know.
She knew it too, though. Like the beginning of the third day when she saw her, you know, foam with all the holes in it and the pieces. Like, she's like, guys, I'm going to be the one going home this week.
I know. And I felt like the model even knew. The model was like doing the blow dryer, like, this is just a mess.
Yeah. God, how high stress. There has to be a point mentally where you're just like, all right, I give up.
You know what? But
what are you going
to
do?
I give it to her, though, for pushing forward and continuing to, like, I probably would have been just like, yep, that's it. I'm going home.
Yeah. She really tried to pull it together.
Yeah.
Did poor thing. It sucks because her idea was so cool and the sketch was so cool and the paint job itself was awesome around the eyes, like the blues and the reds, but it didn't look like a fairy at all.
Yeah.
There was no pointed nose. There was no wings.
I mean, maybe
the
if
fairy
she had...
thing just was lost.
It really was. It was just... And yeah, she didn't have the wings or anything like that. And then, you know what I didn't notice, which the judges pointed out, and then I thought, oh, that's actually a really good critique at how unoriginal her idea was, in the sense of, like, because she, I think, had all those problems with that, the prosthetics and everything like that, that she kind of just did that weird transition from, like, beautiful, you know, wilderness, to suddenly it's on fire, to suddenly fire, you know? It just kind of almost looked like a, I don't know, like a...
Charcoal to flame.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was like just what the natural disaster was. It's like she just made a fire makeup and the fairy thing was completely lost on me.
Yeah, it really was.
I think she could have done some cool flame wings, but blue and stuff. But we always say that. And she had no time to do anything.
She really didn't. That's one of those cases where it's just, honestly, she just got screwed over.
She got so far, though, and did so well. So,
yeah, at this point, all of them should be proud.
All of them are winners at this point, really. Drew's makeup was a really cool idea, but I wish he kept it on the model's body instead of doing it on the dress.
Yeah.
And I know his reasons were like, oh, it's going to be very uncomfortable for the model. They're not going to be able to sit down. They're not going to be able to go to the bathroom. And I'm thinking, that is so considerate because there's so many movies where it's like, all right, go pee because you're not going to pee for 8 hours. Or, you know, if you're this far in the competition, I would just say screw it and be like, I'm so sorry, honey, but this is going to be the coolest makeup you've ever seen. Deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well.
Because he had to restart over. And every time they restart, I know it's perfecting their makeup, but that's all that time lost too. And it looked really cool on the mannequin just dripping off. It wouldn't have been like so cut apart.
Yeah.
Also, why was she so pale? She looked like an ice queen, more like Sigs.
That's something I don't understand.
Strange.
I don't know what he was trying to capture at that point. I was just like, I don't get it. Like, the hair was really cool. It was like dripping wet. It was kind of had like a little bit of
mousse in
it.
The hair was great with the oil dripping.
Yeah, with the oil dripping. But then suddenly it was this white, like, I don't understand why it was super pale on the bottom.
It looked like an ice queen, like an avalanche or like
it was,
ice with oil spilt through it to me.
And it just didn't work the way with the, it just looked strange.
I would have done the makeup more tan-colored, like dirt-colored or something through it. Maybe he just wanted it to stand out?
Yeah, and he could have easily did that, and then maybe with that dress, since it was kind of that mesh material, make it a dirtier brown so it looks very ratty and gritty, and then that probably all would have been fantastic. And then, like, Neville said... Sorry, not Neville. Is it Neville? Black hair. Neil. I was like,
It's Neil and Neville.
Yeah, that's, anyways. But I really wish, like, that he would have had it dripping somewhere on the face, you know?
He brought it up how he thought that it should drip out of the mouth, down the neck. Exactly. I think that would be really cool. None of the judges said anything about her being pale, though. And I thought that was interesting, because that was my immediate thought, is why is she look like an ice queen more than Sigs when they were making the pieces?
Yeah, I agree. It was just, it was like the ice queen suddenly was just dripped oil all over her, and then it was like, okay.
And he knew the face prosthetic was just not working out.
Well, I mean, yeah, like, that wasn't working out, and then it was like the colors, and then the dress, and then...
I always think of oil spills being, like, dirtier. Like, some seaweed and some, I don't know, whenever you see animals get out of the oil spills, they're just covered in mud and dirt. And she was so clean and white and pale, like a porcelain doll with, like, a little mud dripped on her. Mud dress couture.
I almost wonder how it would have looked if they had just almost tried to entirely drip her, and so it looked like she was a fairy trying to get away. But maybe that concept would have been too literal and not creative enough, you know?
Neville mentioned the hands not being as glisteny and glossy, and I didn't even notice that, honestly.
Until, like, the camera zoomed
in. But then once he pointed it out, I was like, that really bothers me now. Like, it needs to be all oily and shiny.
Yeah, it looked like, it was, like, suddenly dripping, and then it was, like, suddenly, like, the fairy was trying to wipe it away or something. It was really weird. It was really weak.
A lot of their things were cracking to this episode. Mm-hmm. It's funny because the big disasters, a lot of them are earthquakes or tsunamis, things caused by cracks. And all their makeup pieces were cracking. I mean, there were a lot of obstacles this episode, except for Sig, who was the one that was fairies. Like, I don't want to do the fairy challenge.
I think that's so hilarious. Like, right when you pointed out, you're like, Sig hates this. And then he was like, I don't know anything about beautiful makeup. But the cool thing about Sig, though, is he flips it every time in his head. He's like, well, you know what? I could just think of it as a beautiful art piece. And then, like, that worked for him mentally. And so it got him in the right state.
Yeah.
Whereas some of the other people, they're just like, I don't know how this, oh my gosh. And then they just, like, go to this down they this freak little, out. Yeah, this, like, little whirlwind of just ripping themselves apart.
This show makes me really stressed out when I watch it for them. I'm just like, oh, you can do it.
Get it together.
Calm down. It's not too bad.
You know, oh my God. Excuse me, sorry, but you know what I did notice, though, in the show at the beginning, I pointed out, it's such a random thing. I'm like, they stay in a really nice house.
At, like, they do.
Pool and everything like that. I was just only thinking about that right now.
I wish they had a show that was just the house footage, because, you know, that would be so fun to watch with this cast.
I know. I wish they would just, like, maybe Face Off, do that. Like, upload, like, online for, like, bonus stuff of them just at the house, like, BSing or, like, behind the scenes, you know?
When we've had the contestants on here as guests, they always talk about the craziness at the house and how people were so stressed out when they got home and talking about their work and, you know, all the different dramas of the house. And I'm like, that sounds not more interesting than the show, but very juicy to me. And I would love to hear about all that stuff.
I feel like a lot of drinks probably were had. And
I wonder if they were allowed to drink. I mean, they weren't allowed to go on computers or anything like that.
I imagine they weren't kept away from alcohol. Then they would probably
should be able to have a drink.
At least a glass of wine or something.
Yeah.
I think Look at us. Should. We're outraged. Like... I don't think we ever want to go on a show like this. There's
not a lot of drink. Alcohol. Well, I mean, they weren't allowed phones or computers for sure, which makes sense.
Yeah, that's like the standard for reality shows.
I wonder if they're all hungover doing the makeup and we don't even know.
I would not want to do that. I'd be so stressed out. Then the days off, because it's only 3 days at a time, then the rest of the days I'd be like, hey, party time.
That's a good question. We'll just have to tweet them and ask.
Speaking of
get to have a drink.
Tweeting them, we must start to tweet Lois Burwell and George. I haven't initiated, but I feel like I want to try to get everyone to help initiate. George,
please do. Yeah. I am in full support of this.
George actually talked about, they were talking about Halloween costumes, and George said, I'm going to be Lois Burwell. And so I responded to both of them, and I said, there's only one at Lois Burwell. Maybe you can have it. And then Lois Burwell responded and said, I want to see photos. And so then I told George, Lois speaks. You must do this. So I feel like if everybody on the on Twitter goes ahead and starts hassling George, I'm pretty sure it'll happen.
Let's
I would love
make
to see
him come on our show dressed as Lois Burwell.
Yeah.
And be like, can you stay in full character the whole entire time?
George, that would be pretty fantastic if you played Lois Burwell as a Halloween
We'll
costume.
Just have Lois on the show, but it won't be the real Lois, and she won't even know. George as Lois.
We should have George as Lois and then Lois.
As George.
Yeah, as George. Oh, my gosh.
Too much. Nope. Yeah. Too far.
I feel like that would be super hilarious. Either
way.
That
would be a ridiculous interview.
Twitter needs to help out and hassle George. I need to get his tweets. I need to look it up.
Yeah. I think it's just George, at George Troster is his Twitter, I'm pretty sure. His first and last name.
Okay, guys.
But go do your research. You'll find him and tweet him and make sure
please.
On him about dressing up as Lois, because that would be hilarious.
That really would. I'm looking right now in my notifications. I probably have some. Oh, I can't pull it up right now. I'm going to start tweeting at them. And so you guys just please start retweeting and we'll definitely make this happen. We have to.
And speaking of Twitter, they're doing that fan favorite thing. You know, Face Off is a big popularity contest.
Yes.
And now that it's the top four, it's so cutthroat. There's only 3 more episodes left, and it ends right before Halloween, which is kind of perfect timing for the show. But that means you guys should tweet us what you think we should be for Halloween.
Ooh, I know.
Well.
I really need ideas, guys. So please tweet at
Danica. You're like, please, I need help.
Yeah, Danica wants to be a bear of some sort, or like Goldilocks.
So. I should be Goldilocks with a bunch of bears.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't have Goldilocks anymore, but
and,
fake it.
And after this episode, I want to be a fairy.
I know. Let's just all be fairies, actually. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Let's all be six fairies.
Well, one thing that I'm excited about for next week is that they get to get a little creepier and Halloween-esque. They're going with the monsters for their theme.
Yes.
I feel like the last 2 weeks, they weren't boring, but I feel like the mythological god contest and then the natural disaster thing right after it with the fairies mixed was like the same kind of contest 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, it
they're
was like
very similar.
They should have like buffered it in between or something. It was like super like just too much ethereal.
Yeah, well,
nature beauty,
the mythological gods, they're all representing a different natural aspect. So there's, you know, the god of the sea, the god of the sky, it's still mixed with fairy. It's like so similar.
Yeah, it was too.
So I'm glad they're going to switch it up next week. We get to see some blood and gore, some craziness, maybe.
I completely agree.
I am very excited. Well, thank you so much for watching another one of our Face Off after shows. Where can they find you online, Aaron?
You guys could go ahead and find me on Instagram at @AAMOMusic. And also Twitter, @AAMOMusic. Tweet. Help me tweet to get George in their Lois costume.
And check out his music while you're on
there.
Oh,
yeah. SoundCloud.com/AAMOMusic. Danica, what about
you? Some great stuff. You can find me online at DanicaKennedy.com and all the social media links at Danica Kennedy.
Ooh.
Thanks for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.